Greetings in the name of our Lord Jesus. John Horn bringing you a brief message from the Word of God, and we're going to look at now what we mentioned in two or three previous broadcasts, namely, shall never perish. Now, I feel reasonably sure that some of my hearers today would not agree with me. The speaker believes with all his heart and his soul that a sheep of Christ can never perish. In fact, that's what we're going to speak on today, never perish. If you were to turn to the Gospel by St. John, chapter 10 and verse 27, you would read these words, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." And I don't think you could find a stronger term anywhere in the Word of God than that. "They shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." So, we agree with the Word of God that one who has come to our Lord Jesus Christ and trusted Him as his or her own personal Savior, that soul can never perish. Never perish in time, never perish through the ceaseless ages of eternity. And of course, what it would mean if a sheep of Christ could perish would be that God's Word has failed. And you know, the Word of God tells us that God, that cannot lie, has promised eternal life. Now, I'm going to point out some of the reasons why I believe in the eternal security of the believer. And of course, we won't be able to go very far with this subject today, and we'll likely follow it in our broadcast again on the morrow in the will of God. We believe in the eternal security of the believer. In other words, we take sides with God and accept His Word that the soul who trusts Him has the pledge and the promise that he or she will never, never, never perish, with all that that Word could possibly convey. Now, we believe that a sheep of Christ will never perish because of the plain statement of our Lord Jesus Christ. His Word is sufficient in itself. We believe it because He has made the pledge and He has made the promise. Now, we believe it because of the position of the believer. Now, if you would turn to the first epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 6, and I hope you'll do that, and we'll try and make chapter and the verse clear enough so that you'll be able to look into it for yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and the 17th verse says, "But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit." In other words, that's the position of each and every believer in our Lord Jesus Christ. He is joined to Christ. He's part of that body, that He is building. And yes, you know, when our blessed Savior was here upon earth, He made a pledge and a promise. He said, "I will build my church." And then He added, "The gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, there has been attempts on the part of Satan all down through this church age to destroy the souls of men and women and to disturb them and harass them in one way or another. But Satan can never claim one who has been purchased, who has been redeemed, in other words, who is in the church of our blessed Lord Jesus Christ, or that soul who is part of the bride, part of the body, is as safe and secure as though he or she were already in heaven. Oh, what words of comfort they are. Who would ask for anything more? Who could expect anything more than the pledge and the promise from himself? And as we have already been going over, he says, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish." Now, with all that that word can possibly convey to you, that's the security of the one who comes to our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we hope in our next broadcast to proceed a little further and give you scriptural reasons why we sincerely believe scripturally, why we hold the truth of the eternal security of those who are in Christ Jesus, and as we say, once in Christ forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. And to those who are in Him, there's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Receive Him today, and salvation is yours.